Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What did you learn to love from your kid? What is something your kid was responsible for getting you into? Or maybe you got your parents into something when you were little. 206-803-ROCK. Now, old man Kenny got his mom into something.
Whoa!
A little bit. Wild for somebody a little bit older.
I just saw it on the screen. I'm very excited to hear about this one.
We're going to chat with him in just a minute. But first, Juan from Maple Valley, what did you get your kid into or what did you get your parents into?
No, my boy got me into bull riding.
Bull riding?
Yeah, he started bull riding when he was 10.
Did he, before doing the bull riding, did he do the thing with like where you ride sheeps?
Yeah.
Mutton busting.
At the fair.
Yes.
Yeah. that just came from him. I'm a city boy.
So
he likes the country. He likes the animals. All that.
So Juan, like, did he get you into bull riding as a spectator, or have you actually been bull riding?
Oh no, I'm not getting on top of one of those things.
No, man, Juan, you're not crazy like that. I agree. I just love that he saw the mutton busting.
Yeah.
He's like, Dad, I want to do that. I remember the first time I saw that at the fair. I had no idea what that was. And I'm like, what is happening right now?
No, put a helmet on that kid. Get them some protection. Yes. It is very stressful. 206-803-ROCK. Old man Kenny, what did you get your mom into?
Good morning, guys. I actually have two stories, and these are gospel. In 1980, I was 20. My mom was 50. I played on my brother-in-law's baseball team. Had a couple buddies on the team. And my sister, mom, they go out. And after the game one night, mom's always let me smoke weed upstairs. She'd keep that stuff upstairs. Anyways, we're partying, drinking beer. She is sitting on my buddy's lap and hit a bong with us.
What?
Yep. Okay, now flash forward. Flash forward to 1985. We're taking care of my wife's mom, who was 78, in Algona. I'm 35 and just had a neck fusion, right?
Okay.
So she kind of comes down the hall checking on me a couple days. I'm still in my neck brace and all that. And at 78 years old, she knew we smoked down there. She smoked a bowl with me, dude. She smoked a bowl with me at 78. Her brother still, well, he didn't believe it till the day he passed, but I know he knows now.
Okay, Kenny, I have to go back to the first time where she was sitting on your buddy's lap. Did your buddy invite her to sit on his lap, or did she just like post up and said, give me a hit from that bong?
Was having fun, you know. I mean, hanging out with the Utes, bringing back her golden days or whatever. I mean, mom's was fun.
Oh, hell yeah. That's a great story. Hello, fellow kids. Can I smoke some of that marijuana with you?
I see you don't have a seat. May I borrow your lap? 206-803-ROCK. Brett from Tacoma, what did you learn to love from your kid, or what did you get your parents into when you were a kid?
Hello, good morning. So when I was a kid, I used to draw a lot, and I was into like more of the cartoons kind of scene. And I'm kind of the youngest. I'm only 27. But I watched Pokemon when I was a kid, and my mom, she wasn't really into these cartoons and stuff, so I kind of started watching these shows with her when I was a kid, and now as we got older, I started watching anime, which is Japanese cartoons, yeah. And now she watches like these types of genres from Japanese to Chinese dramas and to Korean dramas, so I pretty much put her into that position, and now my whole family kind of fell into that place.
Wow. So, Brett, do you guys do like the Pokemon?
My family.
Do you guys do the Pokemon Go thing too?
I was in the time when Pokemon Go was a big thing back in 2020, when everyone was like going to various different places and where people actually took like whatever team you were to heart.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Honestly, up until like recently, I didn't know anything about Pokemon and any of that crap. Like, I was just like, what the hell is that? But Tatum recently is now into Pikachu.
Oh, yeah.
And it starts drawing. And that's something I love, like, because she loves to draw. Now, mind you, when I was a kid, I loved to draw as well. And it's so she's drawing Pikachu, and then she drew it. She's like, oh, that's the Pokemon. I didn't realize the Pokemon's like the circle thing.
That's like the little shell
that's
thing?
That's a Pokeball.
Oh.
That's what they live in.
That's my daughter's fault. She clearly doesn't know Pokemon. She's a poser. A Pokemon poser.
206-803-ROCK. Justin from Roy, what did you get your parent into?
Hey, good morning. So when I was young, my dad was in and out of jail a lot. He had a 5-year stint. He got out when I was 10. He was turning his life around. He was really into like Christian music and was trying to set himself straight, but I had asked him for the latest Disturbed album, 10,000 Fists, had just come out.
Yeah.
And he was like, no, we can't listen to that. That's demonic and devil music. And I was like, Dad, you don't understand. You just got to try it. So he finally came and got it for me and turned him around, complete 180, total metalhead now.
That's awesome.
That's amazing. And I'm sad to hear about the plot twist after he heard. He decided to get back into a life of crime. No, I'm kidding.
No. We have a great relationship. He turned it around, but yeah, told him I had.
So did you guys
see my first Megadeth concert? It was fantastic.
Nice.
Did you guys happen to go to Disturbed then?
No. I have seen Disturbed, but we didn't. We never got a chance to go together.
I was gonna say they were just here a couple days ago. That would have been awesome if you guys.
School
got
nights
to
are
go.
Tough.
Yes. I think we know that all too well.
We do.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.